We want to start out by saying that we appreciate the Lord giving us another opportunity to be in His house this morning. I thought as I laid down last night, the Lord didn't promise me that I'd wake up this morning. He didn't, as much as I wanted to go to church today, He didn't promise me that I'd be able to go. But I woke up fine, feeling good. The Lord made a way for me to be here today. About Wednesday, the Lord laid this place on our hearts. And I'm nothing. Just trying in my weak way to do what the Lord would have us to do and try to be a help where I can, wherever the Lord sends me to be a help. We've seemed like the later half of last year just seemed so troubled for our home and our families, and Mom passed away, and just a lot of things happened that was just, I guess for me, just earth-shattering. Things that I didn't know if I'd be able to withstand, to be honest with you. But I've got a friend that the Bible teaches us, and I know without a doubt now, will go with you all the way through your storms and your trials. And although they may seem like they're mountains that you can't climb, I'll say this, you can't on your own. But just when it looks like you've made your last step, all of a sudden He'll get a hold of you and carry you on through it. I'm glad that I'm here this morning. I had no idea this was Youth Sunday. I had no idea what the service held. And I didn't come to preach, but I come to be a help. And I believe if I'll help you, that something will help me. Already has. Already has. Kids sung the song, "Why Worry?" When you can pray. I do a lot of worrying, and some of you may do a lot of worrying about what the future holds. But I find if I can steal away and get in His presence, it looks like the future is a whole lot better looking than what it is through these eyes. What I can see, what's awaiting on us. Just over the next hilltop, I don't know when that'll be, but some of these mornings I'm going to rise for the last time. I'm going to stand behind the pulpit for the last time. But then I'm going to go home to that place the Lord's prepared for me. I don't know what the Lord's got in store for us this morning. I've got a verse of Scripture that the devil's told me all week that you're a little late on this Scripture, that the season has passed, but it's all that I've got here today. And I want you to pray for us this morning. I thought a lot about this. I know that the society that we live in today, they seem like teaching our children that that it's all right to be different, do things different than what your grandparents did. It's all right to have church different than the way your grandpas have, your grandmas did. And that bothers me a little bit, because if it was good enough for them, they ought to be good enough for us this morning. If God bless them, that God will bless us this morning. People won't change. The Bible says that God's the same, that He's always been today. And He changes not. I know I'm old-fashioned. My kids tell me all the time, "Daddy, you're just old-fashioned." I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with being old-fashioned. I like the old way. I like how it's been done. It's what got me when I was lost. It's what saved saved me when I was lost. It's what saved my girls. It'll save your children. How the Lord don't change this morning. But our society has. I want you to pray for us. And we'll try in our weak way. Don't feel like we got a whole lot. That we'll leave with you today. But I was coming across the mountain a while ago. I kept looking at the clock and said, Lord, it's going to be 11 o'clock before I ever get there. And if it is, I'll just turn around and go home. But about halfway here, a song come on the radio. And brother, it's thinking about I hold a clear title to a mansion. And you know what I got to where I wanted to tell people that this outward flames, and this man may look like he's broke, and fit for nothing, but I've got riches untold, that this world knows nothing about, and it's not because I work, but it's because God died and gave his life that I'm going to live forevermore. And because of that, I'm rich beyond measure. And yes, I am this morning. If I leave here right now, and I've already got the message God's given to me. And that's why I worry when you can pray. Ain't it wonderful to see these kids? I'll sing about something that we know about. This world today has got so far. I can't keep up. I'm not the smartest fellow that's ever lived. But I'll say this. When that feeling hits, I recognize what it is. And I'm glad today. That's how the Lord still works this morning. It's a feeling way. I wasn't a smart 11-year-old boy when I got saved. But I was a lost 11-year-old boy. And that's the qualifications to be born again. Is to be lost and recognize your need for Him. I appreciate being here today. We'll read this scripture, Lord, being our helper. And we'll try to gets God out of the way where the Lord could send something. And that might be a help to you, this being Young People's Day. I didn't know that, but I thought how fitting this scripture was. And it's amazing how the Lord works sometimes. And Tanya asked me this morning, said, you going to go with me to be read? And I said, no, I got work somewhere else I got to go to. And you pray for us this morning. We'll try our weak way. And I do that the Lord's got in store for us this morning. You got your Bibles, you want to read along with us. We'll be in the book of St. Matthew. Second chapter of the book of St. Matthew. We're going to read one verse. And I know when you see this, you'll say, well, preacher, that'd have been more appropriate, I guess, at Christmas time. But I got to thinking a lot about this scripture, this verse. And I got to thinking about the situation that our world is in today. And I know Brother Josh, as a teacher, probably has a great responsibility to teach our children as much as they'll let him about this way. I've got a grandson that's 7 months old. And I don't know if I'll live to see him saved or not, but I want somebody to stand and preach to him what this word says. Yes, you've got children. I watched them, some right here. They don't know right from wrong yet, but there's coming a day some man of God's going to have to stand and preach to them the gospel. That's the only thing that's going to get them. That's what got all of us. And it's the only thing that'll work today, even though man has come up with many inventions. It still takes the blood of Jesus Christ to save our children today. You bear with us and we'll read this scripture. In the second chapter of the book of St. Matthew, I'm going to read one verse. 13th verse reads like this. Excuse me, the 12th verse reads like this. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And that's all. That's all that I'm going to read. And you may say, preacher, I don't know how in the world you're going to do anything with that. I'll be honest, I'm not. I'm not going to be able to do a thing with it, but I know a man that can. This morning, I've been thinking for the last few weeks about that last part of that scripture where it says they departed in their own country another way. That's just been rolling over and over in my heart about really truly just the two words, another way. I don't know what the Lord might have us to say from it. You pray for us. We'll do our best, and then we'll get out of the way and let Brother John or one of these other men come on, and maybe the Lord will give them something that they can preach about. But I've spent the last few weeks thinking about what the world's telling us today and what they're telling our children and even our government today. And they're telling us there is another way. And I begin to study about this different way that men and women would have us to believe this morning. That is a better way than what we've always traveled. But I want to say this. You know, when I first thought about it, I got just a little bit upset and thought, you know, we don't need to be different or go a different way. But the more I thought about it, you know, so it's all right for us as God's children to be different. And I thought on our heart this morning, it's all right to be different. The Bible said that. Brother, we are a holy people. Brother, separated from the world. They made it a tree. Those three men said, well, we ain't bowing to the music because we've got a God back in our land that we know is well able to deliver us.
You know what they were? They was different. Yes, they were. Everybody else bowed down. Them three did not. They said, if you got to cast us in the fire, go ahead. We know he's able. Whether he'll deliver us, we don't know. But I know that he's able. You know what happened? They went in. Daniel, he had found favor in the eyes of the king. Put him over certain things. But I tell you what, there's some men in that day. Brother, that was jealous of it. Just like they are today. They thought, man, we're going to set him up. Where he's got to be thrown in the lion's den. I'm here, man. The Bible said, Daniel, knowing. And I want you to think about this. The Bible said, Daniel, knowing. That the king had signed the decree. The Bible said, Daniel, went back to his room. He opened his window. Back door home. Preacher, why did he do that? Abraham prayed. If these children get carried away and captive, and they look back, I'm torn home. Would you hear their prayer? Daniel prayed three times a day. They came to get him. You know what he was? He was different. Yes, he was. Sure. You know what I want to be this year? I want Denver County. To look at me when they see me. I say, you know what? That's something different. About that preacher. I don't want to conform to the world. But I want to be a separated man. Preacher, that ain't popular. I know it ain't. Never has been.
No.
But I'll tell you what he did. He blessed people there. And he'll bless them. It's all right to be different.
Amen. Bless your heart. That's right.
Preacher, I know. They're teaching us to dress different. They're teaching us to talk different. Teaching us to act different. I'm not talking about all that stuff. I'm talking about when you're in a group of people. You children, listen to me. I didn't know this is young people's day. It'd be a good time to tell you. You're going to face times in your life when your friends are going to say, it's all right to come and do what we're doing. We've done it for years. Never heard us. You'll be all right trying in a little. But you know what happens when you die on sin? Next thing you know, your neck deep in it. But I want to charge you today. All of us today. It's all right to stand. Say I'm a born again Christian. I don't believe that way. I ain't going to do it. A difference in you. Preacher, it'll cost me friends. If it does, they wouldn't your friend no way. And if it does, God will give you some more. That'll be the same mindset that you are. It's all right. It'll be different today.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning, listen. Josh has probably been there. Some of these other preachers has probably been there. But I was at a place in my life where I wanted to be liked by everybody. I guess if you ask me, I really still am today. I like for people to like me. But I'm going to tell you what I learned. Brother Josh, people will like you as long as you do it their way. As long as you're out yonder in the world with them, condoning what they do, they'll be your best friend. But the very minute you say, boy, I can't go, they'll leave you by the wayside. Preacher, how do you know? I've been there. I've had men that search God. We gonna follow you, brother. We gonna pray for you. We gonna be there to support you. I'm gonna hear this morning. When the word of God comes and it condemns their lifestyle, they flee from the prayer. And they don't want nothing how to do any no more. But I've got good news for you. Brother, I've been in the floor. Begging God to help me. You know what he did? He didn't send me to come help me. But he said, get up, son. He said, I'll go with you. All the way to the very end. It's all right. In 2020, being born again, foot washing my head. Let the world say what they will. As you stand in your feet, proclaim the word of God. Don't back down. Let your light shine, and God will take care of you.
Amen. Bless your heart.
I'll guarantee you. Yes, sir. Our government says it's all right. Better just do whatever you want to. They say it's all right, I know. These things are controversial. But I'm going to just shoot straight with you this way. Our government today will say, it's all right if you don't want your child to get an abortion. How to kill that baby. But the word of God teaches me, thou shalt not kill. This morning, people say, well, it ain't alive until it's born. I've got scripture to prove you wrong. The Bible said when Mary told Elizabeth that she was pregnant with Jesus. The Bible said that John Lee, John, everyone, have you ever been there? They told her, it's all right. Decide which bathroom to use. Depending on how you feel. The Bible said God created man and created woman. There's no in between. There's no guessing what you are. God made us what we are. And it's all right to stand and be different today. People today said, well, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. You're going to offend somebody if you start talking about that stuff. But we have got so far down the road away from what God's Word taught us, teaches us. And we've come to a day, and y'all may not be guilty, but I am. And we've come to a day when that subject gets brought up, and you'll see God's people just kind of bow their heads and walk off the side because they're afraid to say. But I read in the book where Paul stood in the midst of and he told them the truth. Preacher, look what Paul went through. He got beat. He got shipwrecked. A snake bit. like Paul said, I've been through all these things, but none of this moved me. Thank God today. If you've got the blood of Christ anointed in your heart, you're on a solid foundation, and you can stand, and you can survive, you can tell the truth, and God will bless you today.
Amen.
Sure.
Because He always has.
Sure He has.
Preacher, my teacher told me that God wasn't really real. Just a fairy tale. Just a fable. I'm going to tell y'all something this morning by the authority of God's Word. About the Tyson line over yonder when I come into the Murray County line, something got in the car with me. And I didn't see no man. I didn't even pull over and let nobody in. But all of a sudden, Josh, something just filled that old room. And I begin to say, I hold a clear title to the mansion. You know that house I'm living on yonder, give me that paid for. And I'll probably be paying for it when I leave. But I've got a clear title. And it's a far greater than that little place on yonder. You know what, I love that song. Lady Dodson sang it over yonder. Be ready to say, I'm sheltered in the arms of the Lord. Though the world breaks it. Though friends have turned you aside. Though people have left you here. There is somebody that's got you right now. In the arms of love. So why? How worry? How when you can cry? Thank God this morning. I'm glad I'm different. I'm glad people face God's different. Because I must be doing something right.
Yeah, bless God. Amen. Bless Him, Lord.
That old man's lost his mind. He's living back in Grandpa's day. He's living back in times when people listened and done what the Scripture said. I'm going to say this. Everybody back in them day didn't do what the Bible said. No, they didn't. It wasn't a perfect time back in Grandma and Grandpa's day. They fought the same battles you and I are fighting. Some of ours may be a little worse today with things that we see and things people force upon us. But I'm here to tell you this morning, at Mountain View Baptist Church on Young People's Day, I didn't even know what happened. When you go back to your schoolhouse, it's okay to be different.
Amen.
It is. Yes. It's okay to stand if you want to and say a prayer before school starts.
Yes.
Yes. Listen to how I let's say we can't do that. I'm going to say this. I have to drag me out of the yard.
Yeah.
If they tried to make me quit.
Yeah.
I told my children, hey, if they ever say something to me, you tell them to call me. I'm going to go have a meeting with somebody. Because we have the right, bless God, to pray to our Father.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
It's all right.
That's right.
To be different.
Amen.
It's all right to be different. When my girls played softball, I had the coaches say, Scott, we got a tournament Sunday. We really need Macy to be there. And I'd say Sunday's the day we go to the Lord's house.
Yeah.
It's all right to be different.
Yeah.
You know what? She didn't get to play on the team very much, but you know what the truth was? God's blessed us down here.
Yeah.
It ain't everything you kids want to do that need to be doing.
Yeah.
But this right here is the most important thing in their life.
Yes, yeah. Lord. That's your
they
heart.
Realize.
Amen.
They realize that it's okay. It's okay to stand and raise your hand. It's okay to put your arm around your friend that you see struggling and ask him if you can pray for him. It's all right to say, we got church on Sunday. Why don't you come visit with us over at the church? It's all right to be different.
Bless him, Lord.
That little fellow over there in the Bible was born blind. Never had he seen nothing but darkness. But one day he heard a man coming through the streets. His name was Jesus. And you know that's all that he knew. That's all he knew. But after a while, the Lord stopped where he was. He anointed some clay and he anointed his eyes and he said, go wash and come see me. Now I'm going to say this. If I'd been born blind and never seen in my life, had a man come to me and anoint my eyes and tell me to go wash and come see me, I'm sure there would be some doubt in me.
Sure.
There would have been. I'd have thought, well, Lord, I've been blind from my birth. How's a little clay going to make it better?
Yeah.
But he said, come and come or go and come see me.
Yeah.
And so he went, and guess what? For the first time in his life, he got to see.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Blind all your life, Rose. The man put some clay on your eyes, you washed it off, and you saw just like everybody
else.
Now let me tell you what happened. There's a group of people on that day that have made a man.
Yeah.
What kind of people would be that way?
Yeah.
For a blind boy to be able to receive his sight, they wanted to condemn this man named Jesus.
Yeah.
But they went to that young man. You know what they said? They begin to talk amongst themselves and says, well, it looks like him. It favors him a lot. I think that might be him. But you know what he said? It's me. It's me. I was blind. But now I can see. Son, what happened? Well, there's a man named Jesus. Come by and he put some clay on my eyes and told me to go see him. And here I am. Josh, they went to his parents and said, that's your boy.
Yeah.
Was he blind from birth and now he can see? Tell us what happened. They said, yes, that's our son. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's been blind since he's been born, but he's of age. You go ask him.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
They went back to ask him. This is what he told you. I've already told you.
Yeah.
Before what happened. And they said, son, did you know that this man named Jesus was a sinner? And I'm going to tell you this, it's okay to be different.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. It's all right to be different.
Yeah.
This world's going to keep on and on until they corner us into a place to where we're going to have to make a decision to admit that we know the Lord or just sit down on it. And not be
Bless your heart, brother.
But he said, I don't know if he's a sinner or not. But this man I do know. I once was blind, but now I can see.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter to us what the world thinks about him. It's what we think about him that matters. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Y'all know that, don't you? Everybody's not, as much as I'd love for everybody to go. Everybody ain't going because they is a majority of the folks in the world today probably that do not believe that he exists. That he exists.
And say more.
Every day, for years, they laid Lazarus at the gate of that temple. They carried him because he was lame. Couldn't walk on his own. I seen the prettiest picture one day as they brought him there and they set him down by that gate. And he sat there and his people would go in and out. He'd ask for alms. Just something to help him make it. He couldn't work, he couldn't walk, he couldn't do nothing. He had to have something to live. They laid him there every day. You know what I think of so many times? From the time I was born, Claude and Betty Testing laid me at the gate every single
morning.
They did.
Yeah.
All of that gone. Josh made sure that I was laid right. Because she knew one day somebody was going to pass by that had something that wasn't weight and silver
Yeah.
It wasn't waiting in gold, but it was waiting in eternal salvation.
Yeah.
And that day, bless your heart, here in this morning. The Bible said he said not a root. Hand out, ask him. Rose.
And
Peter and John passed by. And just as he had done so many times, when he heard them walk up, he extended that cup or whatever he had to get on. But Peter and John said, look upon us. Silver and gold have I none. I love this scripture. I wish I could give every one of you $1 million this morning to help you maybe along the way. I ain't got it. But such as I have.
Yeah.
Such as I have. I give you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't stop. He said, rise up.
Yeah.
You know what the scripture says? It said immediately his ankle bone.
Yeah.
I can almost see it come all the way up his leg. Until the Bible said he leaped up from there, jumping for joy, and went right into the temple.
That's what he wanted to do.
Sure.
How many times had he heard people come by and say how beautiful it was just inside the gate? A lot of folks would have run back out in the world and said, look at me. I can walk, I'm healed, I can do all these things. Look at me. But the Bible said he went leaping for joy into the temple. Into the temple, praising God for what happened to him. It's okay, church.
Yeah.
It's okay for us to leap for joy for what God has done for us.
Sure.
It's all right to tell our neighbors that what God has done for us.
Amen.
It's all right to tell your classmates, your co-workers, the stranger at the gas station that God has truly blessed you.
Amen. Sure.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're a peculiar people.
Yes.
I don't fit in here no more. I don't even like this place hardly anymore, to be honest with you, what it's becoming. I get so aggravated sometimes as to what the world has become. But the Bible said when they put Daniel in that den of lions, now I've heard preachers say they put him in a lion's den. I believe the scripture says it was a den of lions, which means there was more than one lion in there. And if you'll have it, the king loved Daniel. And it bothered him that he had to do what he did. But he already signed the decree. So he goes home that night and he don't sleep. Calls for music, nothing works, nothing soothes him, nothing helps him. I'll say this, you go contrary to God's word, you ain't going to get comforted. You're going to have some sleepless nights. You're going to pay the price for it. But here's what I believe. The Bible don't say this, so don't say this. God test and said it did. But here's what I believe. I believe that while the king tossed and worried himself to death, that Daniel slept like a baby. You know why? Because he prayed three times a day when the sun was shining. And now all of a sudden he needed help. So very early the next morning, the king ran down there, got to the mouth of that man, and he cried with a loud voice, "Oh, Daniel, does the God thou servest continue? Was he able to deliver you?" And then I believe with all that's in me, he listened real close.
Yeah.
I think down in his heart, he was hoping Daniel was still alive.
Yeah.
But just in a few minutes, there was a voice come out of that den that said, "Oh, King, live forever. My God, that I continually serve, has delivered me." You know what he said? He said an angel came and shut the mouth of the lions, and they just laid down here all night. King said, "Get him out of there. Bring him up out of there," and then they cast all them other men down in there, and the lions devoured them. Just like in the fiery furnace. That king stood up and he said, "Men, did we not cast three men in there?" And they said, "Yes, we did." He said, "I see four. And they're loosed. And they're up walking around. And that fourth one looks familiar."
fire.
Yeah.
He's in there with me. They brought him out, their hair wasn't singed, their clothes weren't burned, and there wasn't even the smell of smoke.
Yeah.
And the king said, from now on, we're going to serve the God of Israel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm telling you this morning? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay for us to live a life like that where people can say, you know what, I'm going to serve what they got.
Yeah.
I want what they've got.
Yeah.
And if we don't ever tell them about it out judgment, they'll never know what we got.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Amen.
I've tried for years to tell young folks, because we need our young people.
Amen.
Some folks says, well, they're the church of tomorrow. They're the church of right now, if you look around.
Amen.
We need them right now, and I want to encourage them that if their teacher wants to debate them, it's all right for them to talk about God.
Yes, amen.
And to tell what's in their heart.
Sure.
I know you parents here today, some of you may say, Lord, I wish he wouldn't say that. My son will go down there Monday and it'll be the awfulest fight we've ever seen. But hear me. We still live in America where we have the right to our beliefs. Now, I don't know how long it might last here in America, but right now we've got the right to testify about our God.
Amen.
And it's all right to do.
Sure.
Herod said, boys, I want you to go down there and find this baby Jesus. And I want you to tell me where he's at, where I can come and worship him. But Herod was a liar. He wanted to go kill Jesus. He wanted to go kill Jesus. But that scripture that I read in your hearing this morning, it said, being warned in a dream by God. They saw what they saw, heard what they heard, felt what they felt, and the Bible said they left another way. In 1983, on a Thursday night, the fourth week in June, Mom and Dad had laid me at the gate for 11 years. And that night, Jesus passed by. I went to the altar. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say. I wasn't much of a Bible reader. But you know what I found? I found that that was in my heart was what God wanted me to pour out.
Yeah.
And he touched my soul. And he picked me up.
Yeah.
And he put me on a solid foundation. I know I'm not the most popular man in Gilmer County. I realize that. But I tell you what, when I lay my head down tonight, I can lay it down at peace with him knowing that it's all right to tell people what I feel in my heart.
Amen.
Because that's what he told us to do. I'm afraid we've sugarcoated it. We've cut around the corner. We've tried our best not to offend people the best we can. But the Bible teaches me that if we're ashamed of him, he said he'd be ashamed of us. And I want Mountain View Baptist Church today to know, and anybody here that's visiting, that if you've been born again by Jesus Christ, the blood's been applied, it's all right for you to stand and proclaim the word.
Yes, amen.
That you know a man that's able to take you from wherever you're at and make you different.
Amen.
Make you different. Paul was persecuting the church, but just like that, God changed his entire life.
Yeah.
Did he pay for it? Sure he did. We're going to pay for ours here, because I'm going to tell you, once I get over yonder, I'm done paying. I'm done paying. It wouldn't be heaven if I had to go up there and pay for my sins. But I'm going to deal with them here. And then when I get yonder, Lord, what a day. What a day it's going to be. I want to thank these kids today for singing that song. I've worried and worried and worried, but why? Why? Why would I worry when I could pray? That woman's borrowing meals almost gone. She was dying, had no food. There's a drought in the land. She's seen no way out. Had gone out to gather a few sticks, and her and her son, the Bible said, was going to eat, and then they were going to die. That's pretty bad, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's down to the end of the rope. That's it. That's over. But while all this was going on up the road, the husband down there, the brook dried up. And the Lord said, I got a little one. Up yonder, it's going to sustain me. So he gets up, goes on a journey, gets there, finds the gathering sticks so they can make a cake and eat and die. I'm sure Elijah thought, well, Lord, unless she don't sustain me, then she's dying and saving me. But he told her, he said, man, this still make me a cake first. He said, that barley never will fail. You know what that teaches me? It's important for us to help others. Hear me. We live in such a self-centered world today where it's about what I can get.
Yeah, bless you all.
But it's good to help others.
Amen.
Because by helping him, the Bible says that her barrel never failed her.
Yeah, that's good, Lord.
The oil never wasted away. It's all right to be different. That woman said, saddle my ass, I've got to go after the man of God. And her husband said, it ain't Sunday. It ain't the new moon. What in the world are you going to do? And she said, I'm going.
Amen.
Harry,
amen.
It's okay. Do things a little different than the world thinks we should do them. I know in our modern society today that people got everything in the world planned out. They've got new ideas. They've got new Bibles. They've got new teaching materials. They've got new ways to even have folks come and be saved or pretend to be saved. But I'm going to say this in 2020. What happened to me in 1983 is the same thing that will happen to you if you get what I got.
Yeah,
you'll pray your way through. You'll repent of your sins. You'll believe that He's able. And when you meet that criteria, He'll save your soul. And when He does, it's all right to jump up and tell somebody that God has saved your soul. I appreciate being here this morning. I really, truly could have stopped over yonder at the Murray County line and got out and just had a good time. Right there on the side of the road. And I said, Lord, let me keep it together till I get over yonder. I'd like to visit Josh. And I'm going to tell Josh, and I know some of you may or may not know this, but every morning, he puts scripture on Facebook. He does. It's inspired me. Every morning I do it now. And there's about four or five of us, Josh, that get up every morning and put scripture on Facebook. I'm so tired of hearing about everybody's troubles and talking about their neighbor, talking about their boss, talking about the president, talking about Congress. I love to hear the word of God.
Amen.
That brings joy and comfort to my eyes. We, even though it may be small in number, can make a difference in this world.
Amen.
One at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time. I can't come to your workplace and make a difference. I can't come to your school and make a difference. But I tell you what you can do. You can. You can, and you can do it by simply being okay with being different.
Yeah.
Preacher, I know that I've heard other men talk about how we don't need to be different. And I'm not saying being different by changing your rules of your church or starting some crazy stuff that the world is doing today, but I'm saying it's all right to be different, to stand and take responsibility for who we are.
Yeah.
And that's God's children.
Amen.
Preacher, it might hurt me at my job place. I'm going to say this, if it does, and I believe this, God give you the job you got right now, and if you do something in His name that cost you to lose it, I believe God will have you somewhere else to go.
Amen.
And I believe it'll be better than what you got right now.
Amen.
They've been some over in Denver County tell me because of the position I'm in that I don't need to do what I'm doing. But you know what I do? It just fuels my fire. I want to do it even more because I know it bothers them a little bit.
Yeah.
To know that there are still people in this world that ain't ashamed to stand up for God.
Amen.
And proclaim what He is.
Yeah.
And what He's done in their lives. I tell everywhere I go that I am an old-fashioned, foot-washing Baptist preacher.
Yes.
And I'm proud of that.
Yes.
I didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't ask for this job. I wanted to be a deacon like my daddy.
Yeah.
But in 1992, on a John Deere tractor in Tifton, Georgia, the Lord entered that tractor with me. And He said these words, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
and I need you to go preach the word. I ran because I didn't want to do it. But 27, 8 years later, looking back over my journey, I can't think of another job I'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
He's telling the good people about a God that loves all of us.
Amen.
And one day, He's coming back to get us.
Bless you.
You little kids that were standing up here a while ago, I don't know how many are you in school and what grade you're in. And I don't know where you go to school. But I'm going to say this, and if your parents get mad at me, you can just come talk to me. We've got to start with them. We've got to let them know that it's okay to be different. Because our world wants them to turn into something else. I want them to turn into a soldier for Christ.
Yeah.
And the only way we can teach them to do that is tell them it's okay to be different.
Yes, amen.
To stand and embrace what you really are and what you have down in your heart, and let your light shine. Let your light shine. I love you this morning. I appreciate you, Pastor. I appreciate all of you. Some of you I know. Some of you I don't. Some of you I know prayed for me, and I appreciate you for that.
Yes.
I appreciate you praying.